1350 KSRO.
It is 7:17 at the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. The demolishing of a house and barn on the Water Trough Road sparked attention to a plan underway to convert apple orchards to vineyards in Sebastopol. Wine mogul Paul Hobbs is expanding his winery's vineyards into an area that borders four schools. And that is cause for concern for mothers in the newly formed Water Trough Children's Alliance. Joining us in the studio now are some of those moms, Amber Rasucci, Joy Hamill, and Shaz Plotner. Good morning, ladies, and thanks for being here.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So tell me, why do you want to stop these vineyards from coming in?
Well, first of all, we're very concerned because in my case, I didn't receive any official communication about this from the school. In fact, I heard it from my daughter, and I at first didn't believe it until I saw the structures coming down. And I've talked with several other parents since then, and many of whom still aren't hearing anything official. So my first concern was lack of communication. Mm-hmm. That usually raises a big red flag for me. And I began to think about what happens when an orchard is pulled out. I haven't witnessed it, but I've heard some terrible stories about huge dust clouds. And I know that with the orchard having been there for several decades, the high likelihood of DDT and probably lead arsenate, which was commonly used as a pesticide in the past, is probably in the soil. All of that could get stirred up and become airborne, and that could be a huge mess. So my first concern was the acute phase of this conversion could be extremely toxic to not only the children, the teachers, the parents, and anyone who lives in that area. That was my main concern.
Are your concerns having to do more with that initial phase, as you said, the removal of the existing orchard, the building of new vineyards there? What about the upkeep of that? Are you concerned about anything that would be happening after that phase is over?
Certainly, absolutely. Although the first thing is the acute phase, the impending conversion, which could be a huge mess, and mm-hmm. definitely the ongoing concern with pesticide use, water use, also traffic, which is already challenging, to mm-hmm. say the least.
What kind of steps have you taken so far?
We've met with the agricultural commissioner, and mm-hmm. we've met with the school board. We've met with Paul Hobbs Winery representatives. We have done due diligence in seeking a better solution for this property. It is, a conventionally farmed orchard mm-hmm. that has been there for decades. With that, like Shaw mm-hmm. said, the potential for toxic dust storm that happens when they rip out the trees and disc up the soil is just going to be devastating to our campus. I mean, there's 700 children that go to school right in the midst of this property. I mean, the orchard borders the school on three sides. It's directly uphill and across the street from Sunridge. It has, it's two actions that need to take place. Paul Hobbs Winery needs to do soil testing on that property prior to any conversion that's happening, so we know the level of toxics in that soil. And I would assume that as a vintner, you would want the best soil for your grapes. I mean, that's agriculture. You know, good grapes come from good soil. Good mm-hmm. apples come from good soil. It's not new. We know this. And so moving forward, making sure that soil is safe for our community. And then within the conversion process, go organic. Grow good grapes that make good wine. Don't just keep doing the same thing that we've always done, because it creates a monoculture, and that is bad. We know better now. So we need to move forward in a more sustainable and organic, be certified organic. Go full on out with this project, mm-hmm. and it could be great for the winery.
Now, if they did go ahead and follow these recommendations that you would have, would you be fine with it? Would they have to make sure that they're not operating while the schools are open? Is that another thing that you would prefer to have happen?
I think that we're interested in being part of the conversation, mm-hmm. and there's a definite plan that's being developed between Paul Hobbs Winery, possibly the school and the school board, and we as the parents feel it's really important, since we have our children's best interest at heart, to be part of that conversation of what this would look like to be neighbors with a vineyard that's spraying, because even in organic farming, they certainly use, fertilizers and pesticides in their own right, and so we would want to know what exactly the practice is and just be informed. I think that the more informed, the better off you are in general, and that's certainly what we're looking for, is just to be part of the conversation and also part of the future of what's going to be happening there in that property.
Is the permit for this winery, is it a done deal at this point, or do we know what where that stands?
The permit for the conversion, which is called VESCO, is in the works, but the agricultural commissioner has assured us that it seems to be happening. Okay. So it's a ministerial process, and he doesn't feel that there's much holding it up at this point.
Okay.
He does have the option to require soil testing, so it's something that he's also looking into.
And what are the next steps that your group is taking?
We'll be holding a public forum at the Sebastopol Grange, which is on Highway 12, just before you get into Sebastopol, 6000 Highway 12. And it's from 7 to 9 on...
It's on Wednesday.
Wednesday, the 29th.
Okay.
And we will be... also, we're at the farmer's market in Sebastopol every Sunday. We have a table there. We'll be at the March on Monsanto with a table from... I think it starts at 11 on March 25th.
May 25th.
And if you'd like to find us, we have a website, watertroughchildrensalliance.weebly.com. We're also on Facebook. And we've invited everyone to the table at this public forum. And we're also, you know, really trying to be fair and trying to be fact checkers and fact seekers. Mm-hmm. And so we're interested in having anybody that's interested in helping us come out to these events and talk to us and meet us.
All right. And again, the time for the meeting next week on Wednesday?
Wednesday, May 29th at 7 p.m., Sebastopol Grange.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Amber Rasucci, Joy Hamill, and Shaws Plotner, moms from the Water Trough Children's Alliance. This is KSRO.
These days.